Yep, those are the jets flying over. That's my normal. No, it goes on all day, and I happen to be recording between them. I suppose it's possible another one might show up here in a second. No, I mean, sometimes it's one, rarely, but usually it's two, sometimes three, and then sometimes they travel in fours. It depends on what drills they're doing. You know, it's a funny thing. Taiwan buys F-16s from America, but they also have their own home-designed Taiwan jet, which you don't hear much about. That's just an interesting factoid to consider. All the newspapers talk about, you know, F-16s that Taiwan has. Taiwan has its own jets. It's a fascinating, it's a beautiful little design. I wish I knew more about it. No, I've taxied down the runway next to them. And I'll tell you what, in some ways I feel really inept. And if anyone in heaven is listening and my father's around, don't tell him that I can't tell the difference between an F-16 and one of the Taiwanese jets. Don't tell my father that. God rest his soul. Okay, so I wouldn't want my dad to disown me from heaven. My son that I raised can't even tell what F-16 is when he's taxiing next to it down the runway. I don't want dad to say that about me. Okay, so now that's out of the way. Look, you've got a lot of tension developing in China and in America. China has this Confucian culture. Confucius was not any kind of great wise philosopher. He said a few things that sound smart and wise, which anyone can say. And that's all the good that there was. There's nothing that he said that someone else couldn't have. Confucius supposedly went on this world tour where he went to all these government leaders of the world and told them to get along with each other. And he told them, don't ask why, just do what I say. Now, I don't know how well people were able to translate back then, but I'm not even sure that those kings that he supposedly talked to understood the language that he was speaking. But look, Confucianism is all about dogma to adults, teachers, authority, parents, grandparents, older siblings. And you're supposed to, with all your heart, they'd say this, with all your heart, believe what they tell you to believe with no reason to believe it other than that they said. And this is some great, wonderful virtue that they teach in the classroom. And the young Asians in Taiwan and in Hong Kong are sick of it. They're fed up with it. And the biggest proponents of this, ironically, are missionaries from the West, because they tried to confront it as Christians and you know, East Asians, Chinese. I suppose you run into it in Japanese and Korean cultures, but I haven't dealt with it specifically there. But there's so much that's similar, because it's so ancient and there's so much of a carryover. I mean, at one point, Korea even used Chinese characters. In the characters that Japan got from China is the same way that Japan got much of its culture from China. So as China is trying to deal with a culture where people are taught to obey with all their hearts for no reason other than that the older people said so, it's hard for them to innovate. And so with that, they have there's this massive shame that they're just not up to snuff with the rest of the world, because they won't let their people get them up to snuff, because that's disrespectful to ask why and other evil things like that. And so they're trying to prove themselves in the world, and they really believe that by ordering all these other countries and leaders in other countries to do things, that those leaders will do it. I've tried to explain this. China's government is insane. We're talking the to understand them, you must understand the psychology of a mental illness. Someone with a mental illness is incapable of adapting. They to save their lives, they can't figure out their own problem. They keep repeating the same mistake more and more adamantly, alienating more and more people as their way of winning friends. And when it fails, they do it even more and more and more, and they're incapable of adjusting and adapting. Now, usually when we do stupid things like that on a small level, life fails, we hit rock bottom, or we get enough fail we don't like it, and all of a sudden we turn our brains on and say, I got to do this differently. Okay, well, someone with a mental illness never gets to that point. And that's what you're dealing with China. And a lot of it comes back to this Confucianism. And recently, I believe the Trump administration told China that these Confucian institutes have to shut down because they're basically trying to purport the same thing. And this mindset is why Chinese communism is different from traditional Marxism. Marxism is as I understand, more or less the kingdom of Jesus on earth, but without Jesus. You know, we're going to have the peace that only comes from God, but without God. Okay, well, that sounds like Satan. Okay, you know, I mean, that's Satan's goal, to have peace in the whole world, in the universe, without God who made the universe. But, all right, China's view, though, is totally different. It's this massive Confucianism dogma thing. And even in China, as I understand, there is a movement to try to tell the people in China that they must follow Marxism rather than Chinese culture. But it's like, are you joking? They're so entrenched in their culture, they won't ever let it go. So there's a joke and a contradiction right there. So in all this, China's trying to deal with shame, embarrassment. They think that victory comes from telling people to believe what they say. Believe me. Okay. That works in their country. And so they think that if they fly a jet over Taiwan, all the Taiwanese are suddenly going to get scared and love China with all their hearts because they really believe that Confucianism will succeed because that's what they've always known. So militarily, China thinks that by running around and puffing their chests out, they're going to make the whole world choose to love them volitionally. And they don't get the fact that their technology isn't up to snuff. And if they actually thought about it, they would believe that their technology being inferior doesn't matter. Because they're puffing out their chests, even with inferior technology, knowing it's inferior. Therefore, the rest of the world will do what they did to their parents and what their parents did to their grandparents and go, oh, you're puffing your chest out with something inferior. Okay, I'll believe everything. They really believe that's going to be the response of the world. And so with that failed attempt to run and manage things, China's not doing very well at home. They've got massive problems. They're running out of American dollars to do things with. And any supposed improvement in their economy is China dipping into its massive amount of reserve currency, basically faking it. So China's economy is more or less running on fumes. Although they've got some reserves, they're calling it profit when it's dipping into savings. And, many people are calling it that anyway. So it's not legitimate. And China's going to have trouble at home, and they're going to want someone to blame, and that's Taiwan. Well, with America's election coming, and the tension going on between people, there's going to be a lot of fighting in America. And America's government knows that they've got to stop China and beat China back so that China's not bullying everybody, hopefully giving the rest of the world a chance to outgrow China so China stays relatively small, even though it grows, everyone else is growing more. Also give India a chance to catch up, to hold China in check. Well, when tensions get serious in America after the election, America's government is going to say, oh my goodness, we've got to beat China back with a small little scuffle in a war. That would distract everybody and maybe unite a lot of people, okay, at home if we have a war with China. And all of a sudden, conveniently or whatever, someone will accidentally, you know, we'll have a Pearl Harbor, we'll have a Lusitania. Somehow China will accidentally poop in our pie, which shouldn't have been sitting in the toilet in the first place. And I mean, it's got to eventually happen anyway. But America will probably fudge the timing and there will be a short scuffle and China will basically be embarrassed for the most part. Okay, but where this, it's not going to last long. This is kind of the message of the week. I started on Monday. It's not going to last long. This scuffle we're about to see in East Asia is going to be over and done with very, very quickly. And the people that were here on the scene are going to be very well off afterwards. You watch. There's a reason that I'm choosing to stay in the middle of it all, even though I know it's coming. See you next week.